time for Message in the Bottle. Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company joins us. Hello, Eric.
Hello, how are we doing?
I'm good. Can you be the Patriots' backup quarterback, though? That's what we need to know.
I shouldn't be. I don't know what's going on. Are they tanking? Are they trying to get Caleb Williams out of USC? What's going on?
They have to fight Arizona for that. I don't know.
Maybe they want Colt McCoy. That's the answer. They said Bailey. There's a even older, steady guy that you know Bill.
Yeah, they're just going to line up in a single wing and run it every play.
Well, I have been checking out the Giants' releases, and I'm sad to say that there's no one's been released that I was hoping.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
There you go. I kid. The only thing about the Giants is their lack of activity. It's one of those things you're like, come on, let's do something crazy. the Maras aren't exactly the Jerry Jones woo.
No,
type,
no.
I guess it was probably better for my heart.
So, yes.
Yeah. I hope whoever out there is watching their favorite team either implode or go for it. I hope you're excited. I've got my fantasy draft coming up on Sunday. That's the most excitement I get. That's when I get to be Jerry Jones and go woo. All I want is to not come in last. I'll be honest. I have no aim. I don't care if I win. It's $20 well spent if I lose it. But coming in last.
You just want to beat Gene Beck, right?
I would. I have beaten Gene. I treasure. There's certain people in the league. Certainly, when I beat them, you're like, because I know you care. There's some people who auto draft, and I'm pretty sure they never even look. You kind of go head to head, and you're like, half of your people are injured, and they don't change it. So those are the good ones. Those are the fun ones. You're like, well, I guess I'm going to win this week and just move on. And my wife doesn't have to shake her head quite so much. So, as Rich indicated earlier, today we're going to finish up with Italy, specifically the two islands that are a big time for Italy, one of which we all talk about and always sort of identify with Italy, and one of which I don't think we do. And there's probably a couple different reasons for that. And so these islands are specifically, I can speak, Sardinia, and then, as I said, Sicily. So Sardinia is directly below the French island, and I think maybe this is why we don't think of it as Italian per se, the French island of Corsica. It is really nowhere near the mainland of Italy. And unlike Sicily, it's not a specifically volcanic island, which sort of makes Sicily dramatic because of Mount Etna. And of course, I think when we get to the Sicilian part of this discussion, we equate Mount Etna perhaps with Mount Vesuvius and some of the more exciting tectonic areas in that part of the Mediterranean. Sardinia, not so much. In fact, it's got some of the oldest geology in terms of basically not just rock, but crumbled rock, which makes it really awesome for wine growing in the entire Mediterranean basin. And it's very varied, if you will. A lot of people like to refer to Sardinia as sort of a microcontinent because it has so many different soil types, terroir types, as well as wonderful, coastline. And also a lot of really interesting, both grapes and obviously influences, which show when you think about the grapes that are there. There's obviously some grapes that we associate with Italy, but there's also grapes we associate with the southern coast of France, Spain. There's also winemaking techniques that we don't associate necessarily with Italy, but far more with southern Spain, things like that. So let's get into it. The island's only DOCG, this is the Denominazione Origine Controllata Garantita, that is the highest wine legality or in Italy. The only one in Sardinia is Vermentino di Galora. Vermentino, a really nice acidic grape with a lot of some herbaceous qualities, some really nice stone fruit qualities. You do see it in other parts of Italy, specifically central Italy. And here you see it mostly in the northern part of the island. And as I said, that the one near Galura is the only one that's recognized officially as this high legal standard, but they're really all quite wonderful there. Also, the Great Malvasia, which we do equate with Italy. Also, there's some plantings in California now that are quite nice. But in this part of Sardinia, specifically in the region around Bosa, they make Malvasia very similar to sherry, right? This is to say that they let the yeast create a what they call a flor, F-L-O-R, basically a layer of yeast that grows on top of the wine in the barrel and prevents excess oxidization. That's what they do in sherry. And interestingly, then you go over onto the West Coast, and you see the Vernaccia grape, and they do that very similar to sherry as well. So this is, you know, a sort of a very hot region, and this is what they've sort of come up with to mimic what is being done geographically, right in the same sort of latitude and longitude, just a little bit farther west. Now, the red, obviously, and I know I'm running out of time, so I got to hurry through this. There is Carignan, called Carignano, but the most famous red and the one that everybody says is the thing that is keeping them sort of in this blue zone, which is the people that live well over 100, is called Cananao, C-A-N-N-O-N-A-U. There you go. And it is the grape Grenache that you know from southern France, or Garnacha that you know from Spain, thick-skinned, grows, and they think that this, you know, the resveratrol, skins, and everything leads to continued good health. That and the primarily Mediterranean diet is keeping them all alive. All right, quickly to Sicily. As I mentioned, this is a volcanic region, specifically, obviously, Mount Etna. It's, you know, just countless civilizations have scarred Sicily, far closer to Italy. Itself, the mainland, and you have wonderful grapes like Nero d'Avola, which is just kind of fun and juicy, and they kind of grow that everywhere. You've got Nerello Mascalese, which they're growing on the slopes of Mount Etna, which benefits from the volcanic soil, and is literally making wines that are as considered, you know, by people who know far more than I do, as great as the wines, the Pinot Noirs from Burgundy. And they have as many sort of soil types on Mount Etna, different microterroirs, rather, not soil types, it's all volcanic soil. But because of that, it actually is many soil types. So really wonderful stuff there. And, of course, the wine Marsala, for anybody who likes chicken Marsala, over on the west end of the island, made primarily out of the grape Grillo, which also makes a wonderful just sort of fresh white wine on its own as well, if you ever find a Grillo. But yes, this is that was sort of a very, very fast overview of Sicily. I apologize to all my Sicilian friends, but I think Sicily has been covered a little bit more than Sardinia, at least in the wine press as of late, so I figured we'd cover Sardinia a little bit more. But both islands, though very different, are being handled a lot better these days in terms of importation, and so do try to check some of those out. If you know, my store or other people's stores, they're well worth it. So next week we're gonna have to move on, I think, to Spain. We haven't covered Spain, have we?
No.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so behind. My goodness. Well, we'll figure it out. We always do. But in the meantime, everybody be well. When are we losing Carrie?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right, good. So I still have time.
Oh, yes.
I got to keep checking this out, Carrie. We're going to miss you. So I got to say my goodbyes when I get my chance.
Yeah. It's been a long farewell tour.
That's good. That means you get more gifts. All right. Be well, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Eric. See you next Tuesday.